We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, let me go to the phones real quick. I believe it's Brian from Huntsville. Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, doing mighty fine.
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you and everybody listening and everybody that you love and care for.
To you That's and perfect. Yours as well, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'm thinking unionizing the illegal alien work population could be very interesting as far as getting more details on who might not be from where they say they are, terrorist, that kind of thing. More details.
It's funny you should mention that, because literally part of the National Labor Relations Board's policies has been to not seek to know more about their status and to advise them that their status will not be used against them. So you won't find that out. Just go figure.
Please let them join the union.
That's right.
I want to know more. Y'all have a good one.
See you, man. So I found this story this morning. It's actually on 1819 News, and I'm going to work my way to it. So let's make this dipper. Just call it unionize the illegals, but with a question mark. Like, why? Why are we unionizing the illegals? Really? So we have millions and millions and millions of illegal immigrants that have flooded across our borders since Biden took office with his open door policies. Well, you look at it. First of all, let me ask: have you ever thought about do constitutional rights apply to illegal immigrants? So PBS, Phil, did you go to PBS? I did. PBS has an article literally titled, "What Constitutional Rights Do Undocumented Immigrants Have?" This one dates back to 2018. Why? Because they were still worried about Trump. Trump was mean, and they didn't know what to do, so they were talking about all the rights that illegals could have. So here's a few, just so you know. These are rights that are grounded in our Constitution. The right to due process. Well, what does that mean? Well, they have a right to know that they can have their day in court, that they will not just be incarcerated against their will without having a say-so, the right to a tribunal, if you will, or a court proceeding. Immigrants do have the right to due process, but there's a but. In some cases, immigrants are not granted a hearing when they're in a certain status coming across the border. If they declare for asylum, then they're automatically granted a hearing, due process. But immigrants who have been in the country illegally for less than 2 years and are caught within 100 miles of a border can be deported almost immediately without going through a court hearing. That's interesting. I did not know that. I did not know we had the 100-mile rule either, but we do. How about this? The right to legal counsel. Do we have to appoint an attorney for them? Not in a civil proceeding. The interesting thing is most deportation proceedings are considered civil, not criminal. You really only apply the right to legal counsel to the criminal proceedings. However, we've seen illegal immigrant crime on the uptick in the last few years. And if they do commit a crime, they are allotted a court-appointed attorney if they cannot afford one of their own. But usually only if it's a felony. And crossing the border by itself is considered a criminal misdemeanor. How about, can they vote or hold office? Hard no. All right. How about the right to an education? Well, we're seeing this right here in Alabama, man. Let's go to Marshall County, Alabama. Listen, they'll tell you. They'll tell you all about it. There was a case, though, called Plyler v. Doe. Plyler v. Doe said that you will provide an education to what they call undocumented children. In other words, you cannot prevent them from enrolling in school unless they are considered detained for deportation, even with a family member. And that's where things change. They don't have to provide schooling for them in that environment. How about the right against unlawful search and seizure? Yes, except that if they are caught crossing the border, there's what's known as a border search. No need to have a warrant. They can have search and seizure right there. It's called a border search. All right. Now, all those rights that illegals have at their disposal, what about some of the rights that, and these are not true constitutional rights, but under the law, they are considered rights that can be removed from them by order of law, but right now they are the law, like collective bargaining, unionizing. Can they do that? Well, I've got a piece here from October of last year, and it's from a source that is pro-union. So bear with me on that. But in October of last year, the National Labor Relations Board ruled that there can be protections for illegal aliens to unionize. And they even went so far as to issue a memo. And they said that if there is a unionization process and the NLRB is having to review the policies and review the certification of a collective bargaining or unionization effort, well, they will do what's called deferred action. In other words, if you're here illegally and you're part of the mix on the union, they won't take action on your immigration status. They defer action on that. Really? In other words, we need more unions. We don't care about your legal status. That, I read that and I thought, that's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. That's like saying, you're a criminal. We need you to conduct yourselves accordingly. We will not question your criminal activity. So bottom line is, in March of last year, General Counsel for the Department of Homeland Security National Labor Relations Board, issued a letter to the Department of Homeland Security recommending deferred action for all workers at one of the plants that was trying to unionize, many of whom were illegal. I mean, come on. And it says that the NLRB, when they're investigating things too, they won't even ask for status. All right, well, the reason why this came to my attention was Dateline yesterday. 1819 News right here in Alabama. A federal judge in Kentucky has granted a preliminary injunction halting a Biden administration's regulation that required farmers to allow foreign migrant workers to engage in collective bargaining. They were allowing those who were here on the H-2A visa program or otherwise to unionize as farm workers. And the attorney general was pleased to note that this includes the state of Alabama. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Danny Reeves in Kentucky for Kentucky, Alabama, Ohio, and West Virginia has halted a program that would allow unionization efforts by illegal immigrants. Good gosh. I say all that to say, if you're here illegally, which is already wrong, you shouldn't be allowed to take part in things like unionization efforts at plants. Because all you're doing there is you're bringing your influence into our society when you're not even supposed to be here in the first place. Boggles the mind. All right, coming right back, we'll be jumping into some JP on sports. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.